This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
When I get sad, I stop being sad and be awesome instead. True story.
We're too unique, guys.
He's like the Lone Ranger, and I'm like Tonto.
You're not a veterinarian. You don't know anything.
Now we will hang out there all the time.
That's right. I'm your daddy.
What the deuce?
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on the program today, and welcome to all the folks in Kearney for the state high school golf meet. It is underway at Meadowlark Hills in the Kearney Country Club. Very overcast, but the wind's not doing much, which is an amazing feat all on its own. And after yesterday's practice round, the kids probably have no idea how to play the course after that practice round yesterday. We'll talk with Kearney Catholic coach Rick Petrie. We'll also talk track with Grand Island Northwest girls coach David Gee. They are joining us on the program today after winning the state meet over the weekend. So that's all coming up. We've got a few other topics that we want to hit on. Troutman's Tuesday trivia, because it is Tuesday, right?
Yes, it is.
And I already have the question. I already have the question for Troutman's Tuesday trivia, and, you know, hopefully some of the folks can get it right. But I want to start the show following up on what, for some reason, because the meetings are going on today, it's getting a lot more play today about possibly New York hosting the Super Bowl. I don't know that we've really touched on it a whole lot on the show. Daddy, your thoughts on a cold weather Super Bowl, a Super Bowl being awarded outside in New York, New England, Minnesota, if they build the new stadium. I know Minnesota's indoors now, but they've built the outdoor stadium. Any place, Chicago, where are you for that, against it? How do you feel about that, where you might be playing a Super Bowl when it's 10 degrees?
Well, obviously they tried to do this with Kansas City, was kind of at the forefront of this, adding the $250 million to the Kauffman Stadium / Arrowhead Stadium renovation process because they wanted the Super Bowl.
But remember, that included a dome.
Right. They were going to have a retractable dome to move that up, much like Detroit. They got a Super Bowl because, well, they had the dome. It was indoors. To play the game outdoors, you're taking a big gamble. And I heard somebody this morning say the average temperature in Denver in the first weekend in February, you know, you can hit a 70-degree day in Denver in February. It happens. It's not that uncommon. Now, you start going to the Northeast, those are fewer and far between. I think the Super Bowl is a reward, hosted in a resort city. That's just been the notion. I think we're used to that, to mix it up, to go to the greatest city on earth that I've never been to. I've never been to New York. I don't know the experience in New York. The players have been there, though. The players go all the time. You know, whether you're in the American Conference, whether you're in the National Conference, you go there. You play there. It's not a treat to go there. I mean, it's not out of your way to go there. You know, you go where it's 80 degrees, whether it be Tempe or whether it be the Phoenix, Glendale area, whether it be Southern California, whether it be Miami, you're almost a, well, I don't know that the Super Bowl is all that warm. In Miami, you know, 60 degrees and the wind blowing 30 mile an hour with light mist.
Chance of rain.
Yeah.
I don't even know that if you awarded it to New York City or a cold weather city, you're still, no matter what happens on that day, if the weather's nice, if the weather's bad, you can't guarantee one way or the other all the time. You got lucky or you got unlucky, and that's all it comes down to. I would not want to see the Super Bowl played in a foot of snow. And again, the odds, I mean, even if it snowed a foot the day before the Super Bowl, they wouldn't be playing in a foot of snow. Everything would be cleared out because that's the way things get done. But to have weather, when you don't have to have weather affect it, why put it in that chance? Why take that chance? You know what, New York? You can have a lot of other things. You don't need the Super Bowl. You can have the World Series when your Yankees or Mets are in it. You can have the NBA when your Jersey Nets or Knicks are in it. You can have a lot of other things. There's no need to have the Super Bowl. And I don't think, again, it's not like it's a big reward for the players. They're there to do a job, do work, and they go to a couple of events, and that's it. It's supposed to be for the fans. But right. I will also say it does get old having it in New Orleans every third year, in Miami every other year, the same place over and over and over and over again. That gets a little tiresome as well.
Do you want the best team, obviously, to win the Super Bowl? Do you not? You'd hate to have it come down to a fumble because of the snow. Somebody slips because of the snow, and the weather affects it. Yes, both teams are playing on the same surface. But in the Super Bowl, the biggest game on the planet, you want the best team to come out on top and prove that via the game, not because of the weather. I think that's another strike against it.
And by the way, Orlando is still alive, and we'll talk about that in the NBA. Daddy thought there should have been a foul on the last play of regulation, and as I just viewed it again, Tony, you're right. It should have been a foul on Paul Pierce. Orlando touched the ball.
You're so one-sided. You can't. You know what? You just want to argue once again.
I do. You're the one that went bonkers before the show today.
Yeah, you're talking about how it was a huge fat. There was, Doug mentioned earlier, not another analyst said a word about it.
Jameer Nelson ran over Paul Pierce, knocking Paul Pierce to the ground.
Jameer Nelson is 6 foot. Paul Pierce is 6'4" and has at least 30 pounds.
He's a hobbit.
Nelson.
He's a hobbit. I can't believe he didn't play point guard at Nebraska.
It wasn't a foul. It just wasn't. And even if it was, it wasn't going to be called there 30 feet away from the hoop with 2 seconds left in the NBA.
Call the ball game.
Yeah. I just can't believe you're so fired up about this play of all the BS we've seen.
Oh, there were bad calls before that. I can't believe the officials the whole fourth quarter let Orlando do what they did. The whole fourth quarter was terrible. And, you know, you want the conspiracy theorists are saying the officials gave Boston the game. Gave Orlando the game so they can have another game.
Let me put some things in perspective for you, because here at ESPN Radio and Platte River Radio, well, we are trying to help battle cancer, and that is terrible.
Yes.
That is terrible. And it's to the point where we all know about the Relay for Life, and it is in small communities, it is in large communities, and it is something that happens over a weekend just about every summer or fall. And because of the American Cancer Society Relay for Life of Buffalo County, you do not have to fight cancer alone. It helps with local programs and services in Buffalo County. And again, we can talk about all the counties, but we're talking about the Relay for Life. That'll be June 11th and 12th. Going on here. No matter who you are, they're here to help. You can call 237-7481 and fight against cancer June 11th and 12th at the Relay for Life for Buffalo County. And this is, I guess, a good thing, because right next to the week before that is the Cattleman's Ball, where we're trying to raise money to give cancer the boot. We had Chuck Dummer in last week. And, Derek, we got a great email from Chuck. Says they have got a ton of volunteers and thanks us and all the folks that are volunteering and listening to the show and helping out. And then the next week, we have got the Relay for Life. And Ward Foley joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show for a moment with some words from the American Cancer Society and Relay for Life. And Ward, thanks for giving us some moment here on the Doug and Daddy Show this morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you guys for having me.
Well, and I just touched on that, Ward. We are seeing this just really grow and spread, and I think this is a unit or an event that a lot of people are familiar with.
Yes, it's wonderful. I do hospice in my county. I'll be speaking on Friday up in Kearney for the Relay for Life event.
And again, for the Relay for Life, for the folks that don't know, usually it's a 24-hour track walk. And I guess if I'm off here, you can tell me a little bit more about that. But there's always events going on and music being played, people speaking while this is going on, all trying to raise money for cancer. Talk about what your part of the whole weekend will be.
Now, I'm coming up from Kansas. I'm doing the speech on Friday night, and I believe there's a dinner at 6, and then I speak at 8. And I'm bringing a different type of hope through my speaking.
And tell us a little bit about that.
I've written a couple books. You'll like the title of my books. First book I wrote was called God Didn't Make Me a Woman Because I Had Enough Problems. And the second book I wrote is Thank My Lucky Scars, because when I've had just so many ordeals. I was born with numerous birth defects, and then I had 30-some surgeries from those birth defects. And you know that saying, Murphy's Law, what can go wrong will go wrong? Well, I also fell in a 400-degree fryer once, was almost killed by a drunk driver, And so I've had a whole lot of things happen. And I talk a lot about looking for the good and being thankful for what we have. And Relay for Life is so much about survivors and never giving up and all the hope and courage these people bring.
We're talking to a cat on the Doug and Daddy show, apparently, because this guy's got nine lives. Warren, it's interesting that for somebody that could lay back and look for sympathy, you're going out and helping other people.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, giving and doing the best I can with what I have is actually the greatest gift. And, you know, it's so easy in life to find excuses and blame others. And sometimes it is hard to look for the good. But I had been taught since I was born that I was given life. I'm not given a good life or bad life. That's up to me. And so I really, really try to always be thankful that I can even walk or even eat by myself.
Warren, how many of these do you do a year?
I do speeches, maybe 100, not necessarily all for Relay for Life. I do schools. I do a lot for hospice, which is the other end of those people who don't actually survive through the cancer.
Ward Foley is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're talking about the Relay for Life that's coming up June 11th and 12th in Kearney. Is it a different message when you're talking to cancer survivors? I mean, that's what we're talking. A lot of these folks here are cancer survivors.
It is a little bit different, you know, because these survivors, you know, when I talk to children or a general speech, it's a lot, you know, about giving hope. And with cancer survivors, they're the type of people that give hope. They have so much courage and strength and where they've come from. I mean, these are the people that have been through some of the most tragic ordeals.
Ward, to get rid of this damn disease, how far have you saw progress come?
Oh, you know, it's come a long ways. And like I mentioned earlier, when I started as a volunteer coordinator doing hospice, we've actually had a few patients come off of hospice, which means they've actually survived, which to me is just amazing.
Ward Foley, a motivational speaker, has been through a lot of things, as you heard here with us on the Doug and Daddy Show, and this is probably another thing he's having to survive is talking to Tony and me here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Known as the Scar Man, has a couple of books out there, as he said. You can find out all kinds of information online about Ward, but as you get ready to continue this battle and this fight, I guess, Ward, fill us in a little bit on some of the folks that you have talked to. Where have your travels taken you?
Well, I just got back from Louisiana last month and did a couple speeches for some churches and things. And it's just amazing to me. You guys were talking earlier about the hosting the Super Bowl in New York.
Yeah.
And I have to say something. I agree with you.
Well,
but when I grew up in Sacramento, California, my friends would always want me to drive to the Oakland A's or the, you know, San Francisco 49ers game. And I realized the reason they wanted me to drive there is so we could park up front, you know, with my handicap placards. So I told them. So we went to the game one time and I said, hey, I parked in the furthest normal spot away as I could get from the stadium. And I said, hey, you guys get out here and I'll meet you up front.
Well, Ward, it's a pleasure to have a chance to talk with you here for a couple of minutes. I think some folks may have seen Ward's story on NTV and other places that you have been, and we'll look forward to hearing from you when you come up to Kearney for the Relay for Life and the opening banquet. Thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Thank you, guys.
And Ward, be careful getting up here, for God's sake.
I will.
Take care. Ward Foley joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Again, the Relay for Life for Buffalo County is June 11th and 12th, and you'll hear more about that right here on our airwaves through the upcoming 3 weeks leading up to that.
This could be just an absolutely huge 2-week period or 10-day period to cure cancer or to get a message out there. If you want more information, 308-237-7481. The people steer you in the right direction, and once again, give cancer the boot the weekend before that right here or right outside of Kearney.
Before we go to break, I want to do our Ace Hardware Bull or No Bull. I think it's pretty simple today. Should the Super Bowl be held in a cold weather city?
That's bull.
Or no bull? you say you're looking. Our statement will be the Super Bowl should be held in a cold weather city. And you say bull. Brought to you by our fine friends at Ace Hardware and Garden Center in Kearney and Grand Island, where all their power equipment fully assembled, serviced, and ready to go. Don't wait any longer, folks. Memorial weekend, get out, check it out. Hopefully you've got a little free time. Just email us your thoughts and your opinions on whether the Super Bowl should be held in a cold area like New York. And here is our first to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. The hell with a cold Super Bowl? Cheerleaders and parkas? No way! Keep it a warm place.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Don't want that cold destination for the Super Bowl. Cheerleaders be all dressed up. I remember when I went to Cowboy Stadium and it was the Leon Lett game and they had parkas on. Still looked good, but, you know, it wasn't the same. It wasn't the same.
But if you're looking for warm weather, you've really got how many places to host a deal? With Cowboys Stadium now, you would add that one. It's got a retractable roof. It's in Texas.
Dallas, New Orleans, Miami. Nobody liked what happened in Jacksonville, I guess. Tampa.
Houston.
Houston. You move out to California. You have it in the Rose Bowl. You have it in the Coliseum. You have it. Stanford has hosted it. Now, I don't know how much, I don't know how many that they hold now. It's all about how big the stadiums are. Again, maybe you don't have to have it in the pro stadium. Isn't Tennessee Stadium pretty large? And I don't mean the Titans. I mean University of Tennessee. I mean, if you end up having it in New York, well, Michigan's got the biggest stadium around. You could obviously host the Super Bowl there and put over 100,000 in. Penn State, you could have it there. But other warm places, I don't know, can you get away with having it in Seattle? It doesn't really snow there. It rains.
That just wouldn't be one of those hot destinations that time of year.
Could you have the Super Bowl in Honolulu?
See, there you go.
Arizona, obviously, Phoenix. They've had it there.
Yeah, they make the deal about the Pro Bowl, about the fans not showing up for the Pro Bowl. Would fans trek over for the Super Bowl? Or would it be a corporate event like it's made out to be? I'm not sure how many regular fans actually attend the Super Bowl.
Well, there you go. 888-455-ESPN is our phone number for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up a little bit later on. And the official capacity, see there, Derek's right on top of it, 102,000. Why couldn't you have the Super Bowl in Nashville? I would think that would be an outstanding place to have the Super Bowl. Outstanding. As long as it doesn't rain. We'll take a break. David Gee, Grand Island Northwest track coach. Rick Petrie, golf coach at Kearney Catholic, all set to join us. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia and more debate between us and how great this Orlando Magic comeback will be after this.
If you're a guy over 30 years of age, listen up. Charger. Is your stamina gone when you hit the gym? Do you keep gaining weight every year? Attack the fat. Build lean muscle for a stronger core and increase your stamina with the new Charger Pack found only at Complete Nutrition. Charger. For guys over 30, the Charger Pack recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were young and peaking physically. The result is a lean, mean core and an adolescent supply of energy and stamina. Plus, with the new Charger Night formula, say goodnight to daily stress and fatigue as your muscles recharge to burn fat while you sleep. So if you want to naturally build lean muscle and replenish your energy and stamina, get to Complete Nutrition and recharge with the new Charger Pack.
Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sunmart on 2nd Avenue in Kearney or call 338-1-FIT. That's 338-1348.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Hastings, it's time to go green with Woodward's Disposal Service. Residential and commercial, Woodward's has owned and operated their own recycling center since 1988. Plus, full-service trash pickup with toters or metal containers ranging from 1 yard to 30. And curbside recycling service is free. Need something hauled away today? Give Woodward's a call. And in a lot of cases, they can pick it up the same day. Family owned and operated since 1933. Call 402-462-9252 or at woodwardsdisposal.com. Remember, reduce, reuse, recycle.
Memorial Day weekend, a perfect time to take in a little baseball.
Just an awesome day.
Auto race fans spend Sunday glued to the Indianapolis 500 for CART and the Coca-Cola 600 for NASCAR.
Unbelievable!
While the NBA and the NHL playoffs keep rolling on. Stay up to the minute with all the sports action on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
We'll see some partial sun develop today with a continued chance for a few showers and storms as well, with high temperatures around 80. Winds will stay variable at 5 to 15. We'll see an isolated chance for showers and storms tonight with a low at 60. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 64.
It's our official rally song for the Orlando Magic. That's right, because the Philadelphia Flyers could do it. And there is no music that says Orlando in the title. So, that's right. As long as Orlando's alive, we got Philadelphia freedom for them, because they believe, they follow the Flyers, who beat Montreal last night in a pretty good hockey game to make it into the Stanley Cup. And wow, Chicago hasn't won the Cup since 61? How in the hell is that possible? Philadelphia hasn't won it since 1975. So there's going to be some new blood.
Yeah.
There is going to be some new blood. So there you go. Gotta believe, yeah.
I just
live tomorrow night right here on ESPN just for you, Daddy. Just for you. I want to make sure, even if your TV goes out, that you'll have a chance to listen to the game tomorrow night in Orlando. Game 5, Magic Celtics, as the comeback continues.
I can't believe I got two of the biggest Orlando Magic fans in the world in the room with me.
Well, you're the biggest Celtic fan. Andy Roddick has done what he usually does, except he won this time. He goes five sets and beats Jarkko Niemelä, who is just a heck of a draw in the first round. Every once in a while, if a guy's been out or injured or something, then they fall in and you just get a horrible first-round draw. And Roddick wins at 6-2, 4-6, 4-6, 7-6, and 6-3. So there you go. Barely avoided losing his opening match. He's been knocked out in the French Open first round five times. Five times. Roddick in his life, as far as a pro, has a sub-500 record in five sets, which is hard to believe. If you're ranked in the top 10 of the world, you'd think you'd win those five-setters. But he's after the win today, he's 13-15 in five-set matches.
Clay bad for Andy. Clay bad. No clay. Get on the hard court.
Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox, and then Rick Petrie is going to join us, the head golf coach at Kearney Catholic, as they are on the course out at Kearney Country Club. Joe says, guys, I'm conflicted on this one about the Super Bowl being held in New York. On one hand, I want to see a great game for the Super Bowl just as much as anyone, and weather could definitely ruin the chances of seeing a well-played physical game. On the other hand, we don't care what the weather is like for any other game, including the conference title games that decide what teams go to the Super Bowl. If we say the weather isn't a factor in the NFC and AFC championship games, how can we say it matters for the Super Bowl? I guess if we have one Super Bowl every 5 years in a cold weather city, that wouldn't be a terrible thing, Joe and Kearney. Home field advantage for the championship games, though, Joe. This can be that can't be decided. This can be. The Super Bowl side is decided well out.
Yeah, I guess you look at calls, obviously the tuck rule reversed in a weather situation. Other games, you know, depending on who, you know, certainly affects who gets the Super Bowl. So
here's what I will say. If it comes down to New York, London, Montreal, and Mexico City, I got no doubt, I got no problem with it being in New York. This other stuff of taking the Super Bowl out of the United States of America is blasphemy to NFL football. That is insane.
Totally agree. I can't, you know, yeah, to move any, yeah, you want your one game at Wembley Stadium a year? Great. We'll get it over there. The teams have a bye the next week, get recuperated, get ready to go again. But to do anything other than that.
Derek,
you know.
Derek, do you think Orlando can win game six in Boston?
I do.
Well, you thought they'd sweep them.
That's right, I did. And I was wrong. You know, now it'll just take seven games.
Oh, it would just be so absolutely great.
You said Paul Pierce, overtime, 15 seconds left, misses back-to-back wide-open three balls from the top of the key, and you said, oh, his legs are – he's losing his legs. I mean, they're a pretty old team. If they're starting to lose their legs now, that's not a good sign.
Well, they weren't the team that lost them with the young Cavs team. Who was the team that lost their legs last series?
Well, explain this to me, though. The only quarter Orlando has played well in the first three games was the fourth, and I understand maybe Boston not trying as hard. But then yesterday, no conspiracy theory. All of a sudden, Boston has a great fourth quarter, and we got a game again. Really?
Well, Orlando comes out, 31 the first period last night, first quarter last night? Really, offensively, they hadn't done that forever. Really set the tone, and then you're looking for Boston to answer back on the home floor, which they were able to do. Still just shake my head at how it ended.
State golf tournament teed off this morning right here in Kearney at the Kearney Country Club in Class C. Of course, Class B being played over at Meadowlark Hills, and we're joined by Kearney Catholic coach Rick Petrie. I guess, coach, everybody's going to say you got a home course advantage, but really you played most of your invites are always over at Meadowlark. So how new is the Kearney Country Club to you compared to all the other teams that are in town?
Well, you know, we get to play over there a little bit, but you're right. For the most part, we do most of our practicing and stuff at Meadowlark, so we don't get a chance to play there probably as much as we'd like to.
Well, let's take it through as you went through yesterday, very windy conditions as you had the team out there practicing. How do they look coming off this district? And I guess just for the folks out there, after you qualify for state, you got a little time off. What do you do to prepare specifically for the course, and how was it in the wind?
Well, it was a little interesting in the wind, to say the least, but you know, you never know if you're going to get those conditions in the state tournament, so you got to kind of play, and you just got to prepare. And it just gives us a chance to play the golf course again and maybe, you know, decide once and for all what clubs we're going to hit on certain holes and, you know, where the trouble is and the places you got to play away from.
Tell me a little bit about Sean Roderhorse. Let's start there, because he has really put his name at the top of the leaderboard the second half of the season. And I guess one of the, maybe it's a surprise because he's in about every tournament. You guys in Gibbon are playing a lot of them. Everybody is used to seeing the Reinertsen name at the top. Of course, Josh has been banged up a little bit. And Sean goes over and fires a 73 at one of the toughest courses around in Lachlan.
Yeah, you know, and he's been playing well. You know, he played well at the Tri-Cities a week before that, and I think he's on a little bit of a roll and has a lot of momentum. He's just hitting the ball really solid right now. And he's thinking his way through things. He's not just getting up there and beating a driver, but, you know, he's hitting a lot of five woods and keeping the ball in play.
How do you think the country club sets up for your kids' game? Does every course has its own personality, so does it play to your kids' strengths?
Yes and no. You know, there are certain holes that obviously do, you know. Honestly, I'd like to see us play a little longer course where we can use our drivers a little bit more, because, you know, I think we have an advantage there, and that was one of the things that I think that we showed at Lachlan is on a little bit longer course that we can do very well.
Kearney Catholic golf coach Rick Petrie joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as they are underway up at the Kearney Country Club. Talk about the rest of your team. Your son's on the team, so I know that's probably a specific experience. You've got to coach your daughter, and now you're coaching your son in a varsity sport, so I suppose that's a little unique too.
Yeah, it is. You know, he's really come on the last part of the season, and he's improved his scores each of the last four tournaments and really played, you know, pretty well at district, you know, finishing seventh, and he had a great backside where he shot 37, and so that was pretty exciting. And you know, the rest of the guys have been pretty consistent. Kalen Fred won a couple tournaments early, and Tyler Dowling, you know, won a couple in the middle of the season, so they're all very capable. And, you know, Keegan Fitzgerald, he's really been, you know, a rock at that fourth position, and you know, he'll shoot somewhere between 80 and 84, at least that's what he's done so far, and we're hoping maybe we could squeeze out a 78 out of him one of these two rounds.
Rick, a lot of these kids have to have something in the bag, especially at this level, to make a high school varsity team. How much coaching did you have to do with this crew this year?
You know, my role is really not so much other than Colin working on their swing, but because each of them has somebody that they go to for their swing. You know, I think Scott Bruhat works with Sean, and Dave James works with Kalen, and you know, Kevin works with Tyler. And so, you know, my role is just to kind of point out things and talk about strategy, and maybe you want to do this on certain holes, and do more of a you know, mental approach than anything else.
Well, at least it isn't just Rex helping out Sean, so that's a good thing.
That's right.
Just another minute here with Kearney Catholic golf coach Rick Petrie as the state tournament does tee off today. You guys have positioned yourself as maybe a team that could make a run at a trophy. How do you see this team? What do you got to do to be one or two when Wednesday evening rolls around?
Well, you know, I think there are about five or six teams that have a chance to be in that mix. And, you know, I think the main thing for us is especially the first day, is to just play solid golf and be in it. You know, I think that we still have a round out there that where we get three or four guys that actually play well at the same time. You know, we've played well as a team, but, you know, usually it's one guy playing well and everybody else playing, you know, pretty solid. But, you know, we really haven't had a tournament where everybody's played well at the same time.
What about for the fans that come out and watch a little bit of golf today? You mentioned there's a pretty good field of golfers here. Take your team out of the mixture. If Kearney Catholic wasn't in it, who would you be watching?
Well, Cedar Catholic's the defending champion, and you know, obviously you got to look to them. And Kimball shot a great score in district. Fremont Bergen won Class D last year, and Sutton's played really well this year as well. And so, you know, those are some of the other teams that, you know, certainly are planning on being there at the end of the day on Wednesday.
You got a number in mind today?
You know, I'd like to see us get under 320 today. I think that, you know, the first day, and a lot depends on the weather conditions, so hopefully the wind's not going to blow us bad. And, you know, anything under 320, I think, will at least keep us in the ballgame.
And how's your game?
You know, I don't play as much as I should, but I'm doing all right.
Yeah, when you play like four times a year and you can still go out and shoot par or better every time, that is probably okay.
It's not quite that good. But how's your game?
Yeah, well, we got a whole hour to discuss that. I'm getting ready for the Big Ward Open this weekend, and
that's right.
I'm pretty sure my number will be bigger than anybody on Kearney Catholic's team. So, Rick, as always, thanks so much for the time. Best of luck over the next 2 days to the Stars at the Kearney Country Club.
Thanks. We really appreciate the coverage.
You bet, Rick. And see, Daddy, you just don't talk about my call game, because that's not what...
We're going to have to bring this up, because the biggest tournament of your year is this weekend.
Well, that's the biggest tournament of everybody's year. I mean, if you want a true test...
Markowski's been chirping.
Here's the deal. Tiger, I'm not sure you can win the Ord Open. I'm throwing it out there. I'm inviting... Tiger's going to be in the Memorial. Maybe it's an open, so he's more than welcome to come play the OO, the Ord Open.
Memorial, Tiger par, all time in the Memorial. Any idea how many under par he is?
108,
I believe was the figure. How many times out of 11 has he been in the top five?
Nine.
Seven.
I see. Okay. Anyway. State golf continuing today. Best of luck to all the teams that are out there in classes A, B, C, and D spread across the state. And that includes Adams Central, Hastings, and Aurora playing at Metal Arc Hills. Sutton, Kearney Catholic, Hastings, St. Cecilia, Gibbon are among the Class C teams at the Country Club. Franklin, Heartland Lutheran, Loup City, Alma, Loomis there in Class D at North Platte and the River's Edge and at Pioneers. Grand Island and Kearney are playing in the Class A in Lincoln today. Kearney High girls finish as the 7th place tennis team in Class A, and Teelan Trimble and Kaylin Nevervee oh so close to making a little history and bringing home a state championship yesterday. They fall just short, 6-4, 4-6, 7-5, and they were up 3-1 and then 5-4 in the third set and could not quite finish it off, but a great season for them as they lost to the top seeds from Omaha Marion. And so all that's left is golf, and now we're already into American Legion baseball. Holy moly, moly, moly. And there's more tonight, Battle of the 5 Points, Juniors, Grand Island at Kearney in a doubleheader this evening. A little state track we want to talk about. David Gee is the head track coach at Grand Island Northwest, and we will hear from him when we come back.
Here's a call out to the purists, guys who would never put soy bacon on a BLT, guys who consider losing a nail, a manicure, guys who choose Purolator Pure One oil filters. They're 99.9% efficient, the most efficient filter, trapping microns of dirt others can't to protect your vehicle's engine. And they're 100% covered in textured grip for easy installation. Purolator Pure One. Keep it pure. Find special offers and a retailer near you at PurolatorAutoFilters.net.
Hi, Tom Baudette here. If you say cheese when someone takes your picture, it looks like you're smiling. If you say frugal, it makes it look like you just ate a mouthful of spicy walnuts. Well, say no more. Just know Motel 6 is a clean, comfortable room for the lowest price of any national chain. That's better than any mouthful of spicy walnuts. Book online at motel6.com. I'm Tom Baudette for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
The smell of smoke, the sizzle of meat, the endless compliments from your friends. Your Traeger grill makes it easy. And now it's time for you to be a part of history at the first ever Traeger Nationals Amateur Barbecue Contest, June 26th in Kearney. Whether you enter to win or just to have some fun and learn from other Traeger grill owners, it's all for a purpose. To raise money for the Nebraska Firefighters Museum. Plus, anyone that enters will qualify for free pellets for life. For more information or to enter, visit TraegerNationals.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see some partial sun develop today with a continued chance for a few showers and storms as well, with high temperatures around 80. Winds will stay variable at 5 to 15. We'll see an isolated chance for showers and storms tonight with a low at 60. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 64.
Second Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Appearing this weekend at the Garage in Kearney, Truth Movement. Huh? That may not have a lot to you, but it features Corey Feldman. Goonies, Stand By Me. Plus, the darts are opening up for them this week. Go to the Kearney's newest hotspot, the Garage, this weekend. Show starts at 9:30. We're going to give you a chance to win tickets to that here in just a moment. So keep listening, and we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to see the band Truth Movement, the darts opening up this weekend at the Garage in downtown Kearney.
That was way before Derek got here. Doug used to make me get up on this milk crate and do the truffle shuffle.
Wow, I don't think I want to see that. I'll pass.
Goonies, what a great, great movie. One of the all-time greats.
Let's give away a pair of tickets to the Garage this weekend to see the Darts and Truth Movement. 888-455-3776. 888-455-ESPN. Call now. We're going to take caller number 3 at 888-455-ESPN. We'll give you a pair of tickets. So call now to go see Truth Movement. Darts opening up for them coming up this weekend at the Garage in Kearney. So call now. We'll take caller number 3. Husker baseball player DJ Belfonte has been named a first-team academic All-American by the College Sports Information Directors, and UNK senior shortstop Blake Cover named to the ESPN The Magazine Academic All-American Baseball Team. You have to be a starter or key reserve, and of course, obviously, a starter has more than a 3.3. He became UNK's all-time leader in hits and runs scored this spring, maintains a 3.84 in business administration. Just the fourth Loper baseball player to be an academic All-American. Cody Lucero was the most recent, Brad Heiser and Jeff McDonald picking those up as well. So congratulations from UNK, Blake Cover, and from Nebraska,
DJ Belfonte. We do have a winner for the tickets, so we'll give you a chance to win more, to see Truth Movement in the darts at the garage here. Keep it here. Plus, we still got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up today.
Looking forward to that. Doug's had the question for over a day now.
I got Jeff from Kearney, and he's got two tickets to go see Truth Movement on Saturday.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, we're looking forward to that. And again, more. Daddy, what about Michigan punishing its own football program?
It doesn't sound like anything's really going to happen. Yeah, they're going to lose, how many hours is it? They're going to put themselves on probation.
Well, here's the deal. Michigan released details this morning of self-imposed sanctions that it hopes will satisfy the NCAA, whose staff will hold a hearing on the case in August. The school says it will cut practice and training time by 130 hours over the next 2 years. It also bans some of its staff from attending practices, games, or coaching meetings in 2010 and recommend 2 years of probation. Michigan disagreed with the NCAA's charge that Coach Rich Rodriguez failed to promote an atmosphere of compliance within the nation's winningest college football program. The school also said it shouldn't be subject to a repeat offender tag following a booster scandal in the basketball program way back in 2003. Which is true.
Well, I don't. You put yourself on probation. 130—that's 65 hours over the next
2 years. That's
how many million hours they spend.
It's an hour every 7 days, six days, an hour a week.
Okay,
cut back an hour a week over the next 2 years.
So you kids going home at 10:30 tonight? You're going to go home at 9:30. Congratulations.
Well, the state track meet had a chance to wrap up over the weekend, and we wanted to have a chance to talk to all the area coaches that brought home state titles. And Daddy, David Gee, I don't know what's more stressful, being on the Doug and Daddy show, because this is kind of a crazy deal, or teaching summer driver's ed, but he's kind of in between. So I don't know if this is a come down or not, but first, Coach, we want to say congratulations on the state title.
Thank you. It's obviously very exciting for our girls. This is their first state championship ever, so they came home very excited, especially with the number of girls we took down there in the first place.
Doug, I'm just going to jump in and say this. If he's nervous coming on our show, he must be a wreck doing driver's ed.
You know what? I've only had one close call, and that was a long time ago. I lost all my hair, but other than that, I've been doing well with that.
Dave, I want to get your take on, was this expected? Did you think that you had a chance to bring home a trophy this weekend?
You know, a lot of people won't believe this, but we talked to our girls about the third week of the season, and I told them, you know, how good a team Seward was, because, you know, Seward's a great athletic program right now. They won state championship in cross country and basketball. They were runner-up in softball, I think. They were third in volleyball. Just great athletes. But I told them, based on the quality of the girls we have, we're the one team in Class B I felt had a shot at beating them at state meet. And as it turned out, that's what happened.
Dave, 1, 2, and 6 in the pole vault. Where does the success start from there?
Well, we have a great pole vault coach. You know, we've had a lot of success with our boys over the years. Amber Reedy, obviously, is a great vaulter, and she ended up tied for 6, but this is her fourth state medal in the pole vault, and that's coming off inactivity for a month because of stress fractures in her toe, and where she got from hurdling, and she was, you know, state qualifier last year in the hurdles. So we expected this, and then, the kids are so supportive of each other week after week. You know, they took turns all season on who would win a meet, and it was never a jealousy thing or I should have won. It was always very supportive.
And that leads me to my next question. David Gee from Northwest joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tess Merrill, just a sophomore, wins it, going 11-2. Christina Anderson, the senior, goes 10-10. So there was a brief moment there where they were the only two left in the competition. Did they chat it up? Were they laughing? Did they do their own thing?
Well, this has been the case all year. We had a few meets where we went 1, 2, 3. If we didn't, it's because one of the girls was gone. Amber Reedy missed one meet because of a wedding. Christina missed one meet because of a wedding. You know, so the times we didn't go 1, 2, 3 in the competition was because somebody wasn't there. So they're used to vaulting with each other and supporting each other. So yeah, there was never a, you know, me against you type thing. It was just team.
Coach, I was able to ask Brad Rankin this yesterday. Did the kids perform to their expectations? Any personal best that it took to bring home this trophy?
You know, we got about everything we could have out of our girls. We did not score a point on the track. We had a couple girls qualify in hurdles but did not make the finals. So all our points came in the field events. The one place we did have personal records was in the triple jump. It's a deal where we felt we could have locked it up in the fifth round
Taylor Johnson moved from third into first place with the PR by over a foot. And then Tess Merrill comes back on her last jump and has personal best and passes two girls. But what the state meet is about is stepping up. So both girls have passed Tess, come back and had PRs and passed her, or that she had passed and passed her back. And then the young lady from Fillmore Central on her last jump has a PR and passes Taylor Johnson. So we had PRs, but we made other teams step up and do their very best. But I was really proud of the efforts our kids gave all weekend.
Very, very seldom do you see somebody win the discus and also play second in the triple jump.
Well, and placing the shot, and Taylor Johnson's right. Just an outstanding athlete, and she's known for her volleyball prowess, but she took that over to the track. Talk a little bit about what she's got in store. Could she be a two-sport athlete in college, Coach?
Well, she very well could. Obviously Kansas State is getting a great volleyball player. She's going to go down there and play volleyball. In fact, she has to report June 6th, so has to make that transition in a big hurry. But Taylor's just a great athlete. She's been doing this for us for 4 years as far as multiple events, and she also ran anchor in our 4x1 relay that just missed state by 1/10 of a second. So, a great athlete, has great jumping ability. Big, strong girl, and is able to do these things mostly because she's learned to focus and make that transition from event to event to event.
Another minute here with David Gee. He's the head track coach at Grand Island Northwest. Their girls brought home the title. Coach, were you ever nervous down the stretch there? Seward, I believe, was in that 1600 relay and did have a chance to catch you.
Well, not only did they have a chance to catch us, they had a chance to pass us. They had to get third in order to win the state track meet. And on paper, they had the third best time coming out of districts. But as anybody knows that's been around any sport long enough, they know it's extremely difficult to go to a state meet and bring home any type of a trophy. So as it turned out, the pressure was on Seward, not us. And it's not that their girls didn't perform. It's just some other teams stepped up and did better. But, obviously Seward had a chance, and it wasn't locked up until the final mile relay. So it was definitely exciting, even though we weren't running in that race.
Dave, everybody sees a sophomore out there in Tess Merrill. Are there other girls coming with you that can make you guys a pretty awful good track team in the next couple, 3 years?
Well, we're not a Kearney High, but we have set our goals in order to be competitive. That's one of the programs I think we copy every year because, they're just so consistent. We feel like we're kind of in that category. We try to be consistent, and year after year after year, we develop good athletes. And, yeah, we've got some young athletes coming along that are going to be very good in track and field along with other sports. And, we're going to try to stay in there. Whether we have the ability to win a state championship next year, who knows? Only next year will tell that, but we're going to try.
Kids that will be on the track next year, are you going to start filling that in a little bit, Dave?
Well, we weren't really as bad as it seemed on the track, Our athletic director, Rocky Allman, said we're going to get, we've been talking about new uniforms, and he says, we'll probably make them say Northwest Field and Track next year. So, hopefully we have something that shows a little bit better on the track. And we were a decent team on the track. It just didn't show it at the state level.
Well, we should have had Rocky bring Jordan Hooper along with him. That would have, made him even more valuable. Last question, Coach, as we look here. I find it interesting since you did score all the points in the field events. On the track, you got eight kids, you're running the hurdles, you're running the 200-meter dash, and it's over in 30 seconds. In the field events, it's rounds and rounds and rounds. When you have to score all your points there, is there less pressure because you it's just not bam and it's over one time?
Well, you have opportunity, obviously, to make up for a mistake. In some of those other races, you make a mistake and you're done. So that's why, to be real honest, the field events, if you're good, you're usually pretty consistent because you have more than one chance. You have three tries in the prelims, and you got three tries in the finals. So I would say that was probably to our benefit. If somebody stumbles out of the blocks or somebody trips over a hurdle, they're done. But in the field events, you have that chance to come back and make up for a bad throw or a bad jump. And so I'm sure definitely that helped us, and our girls came through and competed very well.
He's the head track coach at Grand Island Northwest High School. They are the Class B girls state champions. Coach, to you and your staff and all the kids, congratulations, and thanks for giving us some time this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Well, thank you for having me.
You bet, Coach. Coach David Gee and the Northwest girls state track champions in Grand Island. So best to them. And again, golf's going on. Baseball's already going on. And when it's time to talk baseball and softball, Misco Sports is the place to be. It's summertime, and they have got all of the top names. Easton, Louisville, Mizuno, Wilson. Maybe you need some cleats from Adidas, Nike. Mizuno, they've got those as well. Bats for the little guy, for the little gal, for the big boys. Softball, baseball, they're there for you. They've got all the catcher's equipment that you need. If you need to order uniforms for this summer, they can do that for you. For any team that you have, softball, little league, baseball, it's all there for you. Talk to Steve and the gang. That's right, Steve Squared, because there's two of them there, one of them most of the time. And maybe you're just out exercising, running shorts, running shoes, hats, because you got to keep that sun off the melon.
I went and picked up some leggings the other day just so I could be like the guys out playing.
Awesome, awesome. Misco Sports open 7 days a week. Hoping you have a safe and happy Memorial Day and stop by and see them on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center.
Perhaps you saw the movie Hangover and you're going to a wedding and you need a jock to wear. They've got them there, too. Misco Sports.
See how he keeps things just flowing on subject? Not a stretch at all. Not a stretch. What if you haven't seen the movie Hangover?
Then you won't really get the joke. It's right at the start of Hangover. Check it out.
Back after this.
Do you want to regain lost fuel economy? Of course you do. Then use your Motorhead. Get Gum Out Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner. Compared to Lucas Fuel Treatment, Gum Out Regain has 10 times the detergent, cleans twice as many fuel system parts, and remains effective for 10 fill-ups. Where Lucas wants you to use a bottle every time you fill your tank. Gum Out Regain. The smarter way to maximize your fuel economy.
Buy it now at Advanced Auto Parts in the convenient new 2x concentrated bottle.
Today, I thought it'd be nice to have a bit of music while we talk about Geico's great savings. So I made a little mixtape for you, if you don't mind. For over 70 years, Geico has been saving millions of people money on their car insurance. We're talking savings of 15% or more. So just sit back and relax knowing that Geico's... Oh... I forgot that was on there.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team. Mead Lumber, on the way to the Industrial Park, East 39th. Cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
The weather is beginning to cooperate. The fun is just getting started at the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal. As all your favorite teams are keeping their eye on the ball, you'll be looking out for all the early happy hour specials from 3 to 6. Live music and entertainment on the weekends add to the excitement. And when the action heats up, the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal has the coldest beer in town. The Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, your uptown night spot in downtown K-Town.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show. That's right. I told you to do that, didn't I? That was my bad.
That's all right.
I'm a weirdo. Memorial. What are you doing for Memorial Day, clown?
Probably attend the lake somewhere.
I heard him say that, too, and just whoosh, right over. That's all you do, isn't it?
Try to.
You can't catch any fish, but you do go to the lake.
There's been a hex lately.
It is time now.
I'm ridding myself with that hex.
Yeah. Time now for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. $25 gift card goes to the winner. If you've not won the last 2 months, gear it up, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. We always have fun taking these calls on the air, so let's do it again today. 888-455-3776. And this, I'm throwing it out there because we don't talk about it very much, so that's why I'm throwing it out there. Today, it is a NASCAR question. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Tim.
Let's go to the NASCAR question. They had their first class inducted into the Hall of Fame this weekend. Now, Bill France Sr. founded NASCAR, so him and his son were inducted. Tell me the three drivers that were inducted into the initial class of the NASCAR Hall of Fame.
All three?
Yeah, all three. It's like Babe Ruth in baseball, you know. I mean, they're pretty big time.
Ain't happening. I'll admit, it ain't happening.
All right, thanks for calling. Let's keep on the phone lines. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we talking with?
Jesse.
Jesse, who are the three drivers inducted into the inaugural NASCAR Hall of Fame class this past weekend?
Earnhardt, Junior Johnson. Jarrett. I don't know who the other one was.
Oh, no. He might have got one right. He might have got one right. I thought he was going to be close. Jesse did a good job. Let's go back to the phone line. Who are we chatting with?
This is Mark.
Mark, can you tell me the three drivers inducted into the NASCAR Hall of Fame's initial class this weekend?
Dale Sr., Richard Petty, and Jarrett.
Nope, sorry. Sorry, try back. 888-455-3776. 888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with?
The Black Kobayashi.
All right.
Ah, you know, the hot dog eating contest is not too far away. Can you, you know anything about NASCAR?
No way.
Oh, no. You want to take a guess at the three drivers?
No way.
Black Kobayashi made his initial
debut,
that's the word I'm looking for, in the hot dog eating contest last year. Did well, didn't win, but did well, and hopefully he'll be back again this year. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
James Morgan.
James, do you know the answer to our question? The three NASCAR drivers inducted into the initial Hall of Fame class this weekend.
I believe Junior Johnson, Earnhardt Sr., and Tom Petty. Or Richard Petty, not Tom Petty.
he played the concert. That is correct.
That is correct.
You are the winner of the $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. Hang on the line, and Derek will get the information and get you your gift card. Thanks for calling. Junior Johnson, Richard Petty, Dale Earnhardt. Those are the three. I thought there'd be a little more trouble there with Junior Johnson.
That would be,
because I was actually going to say Richard Petty, Dale Earnhardt, and who was inducted, but Junior Johnson goes in the first big, and then the one guy, poor Jesse's probably just ran himself right through a brick wall going, Richard Petty, how did I not guess him?
It would have been great to go to Tom Petty. Wrong, bam, you're done.
You honor meat. Rafael Nadal has just advanced on as well at the French Open here today. Now, tomorrow, folks, we're going to give away more tickets to Corey Feldman's band, Truth Movement, which is going on at the Garage. But next week in Grand Island at the Heartland Events Center, the big Foreigner Styx Kansas concert. And we're going to give you a chance to win tickets this week to that as well. So tickets to this weekend at the Garage and next Tuesday, the big concert, tri-concert going on at the Heartland Events Center. So keep listening for your chance to win tickets here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Among our guests tomorrow will be Andy Meyer for Loper Link. The Lopers are headed to the final event of the year, the Division II Outdoor Track Championships. And Andy announced a week ago that this would be his last meet. He's going to step down and turn it over to Brady Bonzel. So he'll join us on the show tomorrow. We want to thank Ward Foley for slipping in today and giving us some words of wisdom to start the program off. Also to David Gee, Northwest Track Coach Rick Petrie, Kearney Catholic Golf Coach. Enjoy the golf, and we will see you tomorrow.
Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Tell me to do that again.
Game.